Exclusive, Representative Greg Stube, Republicans must make women's sports a priority as left pushes to cancel biological sex. By Sean Moran on June 3, 2022. Representative Greg Stube, RFL, told Breitbart News in an exclusive statement on Friday that it is critical that Republicans protect women's sports as the left increasingly looks to cancel gender. Stube spoke to Breitbart News as his legislation, H.R. 426, Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act of 2021, has gained significant steam. The legislation would ensure that Title IX enforcement of women's sports would solely focus on a person's biological productivity and sex at birth. The legislation has 118 co-sponsors and 183 Republicans have co-sponsored a discharge petition to bring the legislation to the House floor for a vote. The legislation would need 218 sponsors to force a vote on the House floor. The Florida conservative said that the legislation has only gained steam and that Republicans need to put all lawmakers on record about this issue. Every day that members are in Washington, D.C., we add new signatures and gain more momentum. So far, 183 of my Republican colleagues have signed our discharge petition and 118 have co-sponsored my bill. The left will stop at nothing to cancel gender and they're starting with women's sports. Stube explained to Breitbart News, referring to the left's effort to eliminate the difference between biological sexes. That's why it's critical that Republicans make protecting women's sports a priority and put all elected representatives on record with a vote on this issue. Republican Study Committee, RSC, Chairman Jim Banks, RN, said in a statement in April when the legislation was first introduced. Congress passed Title IX 50 years ago, but the left is now scheming to effectively destroy that important civil rights protection. House Republicans must respond by strengthening protections for female athletes and by forcing Democrats to publicly state whether they support women's right to compete on a level playing field. I'd like to thank Greg Stube, as well as Heritage Action, my fellow RSC members and the numerous groups supporting his important bill. Several pro-life, religious, women's, and conservative groups back the bill, including the Advancing American Freedom, American Principles Project, Catholic Vote, Center for Urban Renewal and Education, CURE, Concerned Women for America LAC, Eagle Forum, Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, Family PAC Federal, Family Policy Alliance, Family Research Council, For America, Heritage Action for America, Independent Women's Forum, Women's Declaration International USA, and Women's Liberation Front. Carrie Lucas of the Independent Women's Forum said in April, "It's time for our leaders to make public their position on women's sports. Americans want to know, should female athletes be relegated to the sidelines? Yes or no?" Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.